All right, KX93.5 is very happy to welcome to the show now Ezra Furman and all of the boyfriends also in studio about to play live. Hi, everybody.
Yay!
Hello, finally. You know, it takes like 2.5 hours to set up to do two songs. We're very grateful to you for coming all this way and doing this. I know it's at the end of your tour. You're probably knackered, as we say in Britain. Probably heard that term. So thanks a lot, man. It's really great.
So we're going to hear two songs in a row from Perpetual Motion People, the new album from Ezra. Then we'll come back and chat more. Again, there's a show tonight at the Echo in Los Angeles. Ezra Furman, whenever you guys are ready.
My personality cut up into pieces. Modern society's my one secret weakness. I'm out of money and I'm out of my mind. We can't fit in, so we just head for the fringes. Your universe of blue lipstick and syringes. Your bedroom doorway with the bugs and the hinges. Something's about you that I don't understand.
Headphones all over the place, things flying around the studio. Thanks, man. So great.
Awesome. Ezra Furman is in studio. We're going to hear another song from him and the boyfriends again tonight at the Echo in LA is the last stop on a tour. We'll talk more about that show and learn more about Ezra coming up in a little bit. The new record's called Perpetual Motion People that we're hearing songs from, and you can grab it now.
Can't find me, and they're always one step behind me. But they'll never catch me, won't have me, 'cause nothing can grab me, even me. And I've been feeling wobbly, too wobbly. I've been feeling wobbly. They'll never pin me down in the pages like a bug or bumblebee. Never classify me, don't try this. Soul is always rising, up, rising. And I'm feeling wobbly, real wobbly. I've been feeling wobbly. Oh, but sometimes I wobble down into a deep dark hole at the bottom of the ocean floor. They all just seem so fixed. Everything seems so straight, but I don't wanna stay down here. I wanna be free. Radio silence. 1, 2, 3, 4, wobbly, real wobbly. I've been feeling wobbly, too wobbly. I'm just glad they left me alone, because now I can find the truth of me. And if you think you love me, take warning. Don't get too attached to just one me. I've been feeling wobbly, real wobbly. I've been feeling wobbly.
Ezra Furman, stick around. We'll learn a little more about the band coming up.
Daily scramble, daily scramble life. Daily scramble, daily scramble life.
All right, we're back in studio now with Ezra Furman. Just performed a couple songs for us live, and man, was that awesome. Thank you. That was really cool.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Glad to be here, sir. My pleasure.
thank you for your politeness.
Sir, I'm glad you're calling us, sir. I have actually been knighted by the Queen of it. No, but it is nice to see you. I'm delighted. I love you, Ezra Furman. I adore you.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Well, you look like a knight. When somebody compliments me,
right, I immediately,
I see them as royally
godlike. You're nice, you're quirky, you're a brilliant singer, songwriter, musician. You're Jewish, you're wearing a dress. I love you.
There's even more.
I adore everything about you. It's fabulous to me.
My biped.
Yeah. You've got all the arms and legs a man could ever need.
Mm-hmm.
You look great. How's it been? You're nearly finished touring now.
Yeah. Tonight's the last night. It's been a long trip, you know. I've gotten very tired, but then at some point you start to reset every day. And, you know, people are like, where were you last night? And you're like, let me just look at a schedule before I answer.
Right.
That.
Check the back of the t-shirt.
Yeah. Just,
are you guys in a van or a bus or how are you traveling?
A van. Always in a van.
How's van life with all the boyfriends?
Oh, it's, you know, it's a place to call your home. It's cramped. you get to have good, weird conversations. Out of being stuck with the same people and on a long journey brings out odd moods and odd topics. We all were taking "Are you a psychopath?" tests online. So we all took the psychopath test.
Was anybody?
I think we all were. Like, and that made sense to me. We're in showbiz. We're all psychopaths.
We're all a bit nutty, yeah. Have you read that book by John Ronson about psychopaths? The guy that wrote Men Who Stare at Goats, he's got this whole book about psychopaths. And there's a test in the back of that book. And I was obsessed with that for months. Like, I was convinced I was a psychopath.
Well, I don't read because I don't care about other people's thoughts or feelings. So
I think I saw you reading something in Hebrew, actually.
Yeah, it's...
Were you?
Genesis.
I've never heard of that.
It's a popular book.
Is that new, or...
Are you reading it in
Hebrew? It's a bestseller.
You're reading it in the original Hebrew?
Yeah, I read it in Hebrew. I still have a copy from that I had in middle school, so... It doesn't have the translation because you can't cheat when you're in fifth grade.
Ta devrit tat
tat un poquito ivrit. Yes, I do speak a little Hebrew.
All right, just testing.
If he can read Genesis in Hebrew, doesn't he speak some Hebrew?
Hey, I can speak Hebrew, and I cannot read Genesis in Hebrew.
Well, you two make a good team then.
Yeah, I gotta keep in practice, but it's hard to keep in practice. I mean, if you not that many people speak Hebrew, it turns out.
Yeah, no, not, you can't really like order food in Hebrew like you could in Spanish around here.
Not around here, but in Israel, very useful.
Yeah,
you want a falafel, you got to be able to say, you know, give us a falafel.
How do you say give us a falafel?
Denli falafel.
Denli falafel. Oh, so are you Israeli?
No, I'm British. You know, it's such a useless language to know, Hebrew. There's nobody around. The Israelis don't want to speak to you in Hebrew. You know, they're not interested. So it's like learning. It's like knowing Welsh or some dying language. It's useful.
I don't know about that.
Round here it is. If you should have Spanish, that's what you need round here.
Well, he knows he speaks Spanish. I just heard him speak Spanish.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to let you believe I'm fluent in Spanish.
Look, you've already gotten the gist that we think you can do no wrong, so... You're obviously proficient in a lot of things to us. Sure. Ezra Furman's in studio. The new album, Perpetual Motion People, is out again tonight. Actually, tonight at the Echo in Los Angeles. You can catch the last leg of the tour. We play the song Potholes. We play Restless Year. We've played a few songs from the record. I love that. I was talking to the guy who kind of does the shoo-wop, bop-dee-dop part of it. You know, I might have guessed that that was pre-recorded or something, but it's actually a very important part of your band that the group...
Well, yeah,
together.
No, there's two of them, the bass singers. I got a little bit obsessed with doo-wop and the bass singers, who just kind of are these cartoonish sounding creatures who speak nonsense syllables. It's wonderful, you know. I write so much sort of self-conscious stuff all about myself, and then you just need to retreat into total absurd meaninglessness sometimes. I think that's the power in the doo-wop.
So you like that juxtaposition of really serious, meaningful themes to kind of absurdist music?
Yeah, absurdist. Or just like fun, and you know, we can't forget that this is supposed to be fun, you know? I do take myself super, super seriously. Very seriously, but you know, you gotta balance that out. Some people just like, if they feel like they're getting too serious, they scale it back a little, but I just added meaninglessness and playfulness and then kept all the like, I don't know, literary references and intellectual BS that I can't stop writing.
Well, it certainly doesn't come across as pretentious in any way because of that juxtaposition. What's the sort of writing process? Do you do it on your own and then teach the parts to the band? Or is it like worked up in a sort of a rehearsal room?
I mean, I like write a song that I can play alone and kind of have some concept of what it's going to sound like. And then this band of geniuses, the boyfriends, you know, make it into something. And sometimes it's really not what I expected it to become. Yeah, that wobbly song, yeah, that started, I wasn't sure what that was going to be. I thought it might be a little more, I don't know. It turned into a beautiful thing that was so fun to make.
And it's such a lovely concept because everybody's felt wobbly, and that's a serious thing. I mean, that's can be a difficult and painful thing to be wobbly.
To be wobbly. I mean, yeah, it's sort of a fundamental thing for me to that my who I am is a wobbly thing, and I do not seem to settle in one place. I find labels and categories confining and diminishing, so I'm not. I don't know. I prefer a fluidity in all, and even in, you know, I believe in fluidity, in even as a mental and a way of being in the world. You know, just the truth is something that's always changing.
So, do you not like if people call you labels that are traditional to, you know, today's sexually defined or gender defined world?
Oh, people can say what they want.
Yeah,
I guess it's none of my business how they want to categorize me. And you know, I'm not saying that categories are fine; they're useful for people. To me, I like to declare independence from all of them. They trip me up and freak me out a little bit if I try to apply them to myself. An idea of what a man or a boy is supposed to be kind of, you know, threw me off for years, threw me off the trail of how to be my actual self and live my actual life, you know. Those categories just have messed with my head, and I'm sick of it.
Well, it seems like over the years, the ability to open up and be more true to yourself has made pretty fun music. So clearly it was the right thing for you to do.
Yeah. It seems like the music is kind of getting, in the last couple albums, really just become this more confident thing and this more fully realized thing as I've become a more whole person.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel as much in hiding from the world.
Right, and you know, you become as well. I mean, you probably don't think of it this way, but you become a good example to other people who are perhaps not as far down the road of that journey of self-discovery or self-acceptance. So I just think you're great, mate.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's I do feel like it's good to have people show up in public that are examples of who are people who are not performing the roles that they were expected to perform. I rely on examples I've seen in like pop culture and stuff like that. I've relied on those people a lot who are gender nonconforming or otherwise bold, you know, as examples of the fact that it's possible to be bold.
You're an example of that, man.
No, totally. Is it fun also shocking conservatives? I would imagine it's great fun.
I mean, they're...
Tell the truth.
I don't know. There's all kinds of... there's all kinds of people. Some people want to say mean things to me, and like they feel that's what they should do in response to me wearing stuff that they don't want me to wear, red dresses or
people can be scared. You can be very scared. There are certain people who see a man in a dress and they get very scared and they lash out.
Yeah, I don't want to think about them very much. I don't. They don't deserve my energy.
No, you're right.
Ezra Furman, seriously, we're such big fans of you, man, and we really do appreciate you playing live. We've been wanting to have you in here for a while as we've been singing along to your music as a staff on our radio station. So thank you for taking time and spending so much time setting up with a saxophone and a full drum kit and everything today. You can get grab the album Perpetual Motion People anywhere. Again, catch Ezra at the Echo tonight in Los Angeles with the Boyfriends. Thank you, sir. We really do appreciate your
time. We really do. Great songs, great music. Thanks so much for your contribution.
It's our pleasure.